Foundations of Western Civilization, Lecture 4, Homer and the Iliad.
In Book 17 of Homer's Iliad, the best friend of Achilles, Patroclus, has just been killed by Hector, and Achilles' horses, the team to his chariot, mourn Patroclus. They're immortal horses, and their driver has been mortal. Here's what Homer writes. Zeus pitied them, watching their tears flow. He shook his head and addressed his own deep heart. Poor creatures, why did we give you to King Peleus, that's Achilles' father? A mortal doomed to death, you immortal beasts who never age or die, so you could suffer the pains of wretched men. There is nothing alive more agonized than man of all that breathe and crawl across the earth. The world of Homer, the world of the Greeks, is deeply and fundamentally different from the world of the Hebrews, not least in a sense that's exemplified in that passage that I just read. Zeus is the king of the gods, the greatest of the gods, though there are many gods. And his attitude towards humans is that their lot, their life, is wretched because it's limited. He and the other gods and the immortals live in bliss, and human beings live in wretchedness. On the face of it, a profoundly pessimistic vision. And yet, somehow, in conjunction with that vision, we have arising a culture which celebrates human capacities in all of their brightness and variety. We now turn to a world profoundly different in many, many respects from the world that we addressed in our last two lectures having to do with the Hebrew Bible, the world of covenants, the world of a just, loving, jealous, and finally, unsearchable God who has a chosen people and who guides a chosen people and who wishes through all tribulation and difficulty the best, not only for his chosen people, but for all human beings. The Greek world, in its beginnings and in very large measure as it progresses, is very, very different. And we're going to begin with arguably the greatest and certainly the oldest sustained piece of writing to have come from us from Greek culture, and the one that they themselves valued most. From beginning to the best of my knowledge to this very day, and indeed, to my certain knowledge, through the Greek-speaking part of the Roman Empire as long as it remained in existence. Homer was number one. Not a sacred text, but a text esteemed like no other. It was written sometime around 750 BCE. At that time, there had been previous groups of more or less Greek-speaking, Greek-cultured people in the area. Mycenaean civilization, as it's called, settled on the southern peninsula of Greece called the Peloponnese. Minoan culture centered on the big island of Crete. But by about 1200, both of these cultures had collapsed. They were both literate, but writing was lost. Traditionally, the impetus for the Dark Ages that then ensued, and dark they were, was something called the Dorian invasions. Nobody knows exactly what that was, whether it was invaders from without, turmoil from within, or some combination of the two. But Minoan culture and Mycenaean culture collapsed.